Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and we welcome you at this time. We're going to prepare our hearts for a special prayer. We're going to do part of this ministry, which is prayer work, and we believe God together. We're going to ask Amen. You to bring your mind in, and we're going to go to God in faith, believing God for miracles, believing God yes. for healing. And we ask that you also, if you have a special prayer request or someone who you know who needs prayer, we're going to ask that you pray along with us and call their name out during
yes,
the prayer. And we have on the line on the broadcast with us tonight, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who is out of our headquarters church. And she is going to lead us in this special prayer. And we ask that you will pray along as well. And again, for whoever it is that you know is requesting prayer. need your prayer. Also, we might not can hear you, but you can call their name out before the Lord during this prayer. Praise God.
Yes.
We especially want to pray a prayer so you can also pray with us for our Vice President, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. He is in the hospital there in Florida. He is the Vice President of our Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. Pastor Richard
yes.
Jackson Jr. is our President. But right now, the Vice President is in the hospital, and he needs our prayers. Also, his companion, she is also in need of prayer, Mother Janice Marshall. So we are asking you to go with us in prayer. And also, we have others on our prayer list that we've been calling names out, and we're going to pray to God. You may not be able to call all the names, but we're going to pray, believing God, touching and agreeing.
Yes.
And we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond if she will come forth and lead us in prayer. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. As we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, we know that God is a healer. And
yes,
he
Lord.
Is able to deliver.
Amen.
Lord, God, eternal God and our Father, we come
yes.
before you. We humble
yes.
ourselves under the
yes,
mighty
Lord.
Hand of God. We
In
ask that you look upon us, O Lord. Touch and bless our souls.
In
our
the name
Lord,
of
prayer, special prayer for Bishop Marshall. We
yes,
pray
Lord.
That your body has touched
Please,
him.
Lord.
You've been sent where he's weak, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Please,
Lord,
Lord
Father.
God, we want you to go into the hospital
Jesus.
Right now, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Touch us, Father, Lord.
We are taking you at your word.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
It cannot fail, and it cannot lie.
Yes, Lord.
We are healed.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Right now, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord. Move by your spirit.
Move, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Body, oh Lord.
Touch his body, Lord.
Fluids, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, give him the breath that needs to breathe.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, while we're praying, Lord.
Please do it, Lord.
We need you to touch right now.
Touch him, Lord.
Touch
We know you're a miracle worker.
Yes, Lord.
You know that you're still working miracles, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless, Lord.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Father. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Give him strength, Father. Yes, Lord. Help him. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch her, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Depending on you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We believe your word today.
Yes, Lord.
Please, the Lord, in the name of Jesus, continue to bless her.
Please do it, Lord.
Help her to stand and to go through.
Help her, Lord.
Help her, Lord.
Trust in you, Lord, and take you at your word.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that you will go and send your Anderson.
Do it, Father.
We pray that you have mercy. We
do
know
it,
that
Lord.
Our merciful God.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive him of his sins
Jesus.
And blot out of his transgressions.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Save, Lord.
Save, Lord.
We know you can save us.
Yes, Lord.
On you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
Have
of Jesus.
Your way and look upon all those souls that are listed on the prayer list.
Yes, Lord. In the name of
God,
Jesus.
Touch his mind.
Yes, Lord.
In his body.
Yes, Lord.
In
Yes, Lord. Heal him. I know you're able, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Have mercy on it, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Power, Lord.
That you're able to heal and deliver.
Yes, Lord.
God, I pray that you look on Stephen Allen.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord. Help him, oh Lord.
Help him.
Give his life to you the more.
Yes, Lord.
As much as he has decided within himself that he's going to live.
Yes, Lord.
Touch him, oh Lord. Bless him, oh Lord.
Bless him, oh Lord.
We know you're a healer. We know you can heal the cancer.
Yes, Lord.
That's in his body, Lord. Heal Jesus. Raise him up, oh Lord.
Raise
yes,
him.
Lord.
God, have mercy, Jesus. We're waiting.
Yes, Lord. Depending on you, Lord.
You are our help.
Yes, Lord.
No other help we know.
Yes, Lord.
Depending on you tonight, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, look on your people everywhere.
Please, Lord.
The unsaved. Oh, my God, those that don't know you. In the
yes, Lord.
We pray for mercy. We pray that you're blot out of their sins.
Yes, Lord.
Let sins be forgiven. Draw them unto you.
In the name of Jesus.
Help them, Lord.
Help them, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Help your people.
Help him, Lord.
We need strength and power. We
yes, Lord.
We want to be able to stand. We want to be able to go through.
Yes, Lord.
We're looking to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You can take us through. You said you're able to make us stand.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Look on all of our pastors. Our
please, Lord, Father. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Help them to preach your word. Help them
yes, Lord.
We pray that you look on the deacons.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Please do it, Father. In the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Direct your path.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Move in a mighty way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Upon every listener of this broadcast.
In the name of Jesus.
Touch them,
Lord.
Heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound.
Yes, Lord. Please, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Look on the speaker of the hour.
Yes, Lord.
Send thine anointing.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, take full control.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God, we thank you.
We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We believe you, Lord, for the healing of the soul.
Yes, Lord.
For the saving of the soul.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Please do it, Lord.
The glory and honor shall be thine.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Thank
God
you, Father.
Powerful prayer coming through. It was May. We thank God for just being so patient and for listening
Amen.
To our prayers. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I believe God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless your holy name, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Bless your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for prayer.
Amen.
That we go to God in prayer. We take everything.
Yes, Lord.
Don't leave
Amen.
Anything out, but take everything
Amen.
To the Lord in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank the Lord for his touch. Thank God
thank
for
you,
his
Lord.
Anointing.
Thank
now
you,
it
Jesus.
Is time. We're going to ask that you get your Bibles out, and we're going to have our opening scripture read by our own Deacon Nelson Tyler this time. God bless, Deacon Tyler.
God bless you. Yes, Lord. Give your honor to God who is ahead of our lives. Everyone that is on the line, on the phone tonight, our leaders, and everyone that's hearing this. I shall be reading from the 46th number of Psalm. The Bible reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. I truly thank God for the reading of his holy words. May they ever add a blessing to it. Now I turn the service in the hand of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful scripture by Deacon Tyler. And I tell you, God is truly our refuge and strength.
Amen.
Very present in trouble.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. And I just thank the Lord for his word. I thank God once again for all of you who have tuned in, and if you are now tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. I'm the Watch Care Minister of the Holy Temple Church of God down here in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. As stated earlier, our president and vice president, we thank God for them, our leaders. We just thank God for the people of God, for all the people of God, and for all of you. And if you tuned in tonight, get ready to be blessed, because prayer is going up. A lot of prayer is going up.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the one thing I know is that prayer works.
Amen.
You might try all kinds of things, and you might try this or that, but I want you to know that prayer truly works. Hallelujah.
Yes, it does.
Praise be to God. And we need to spend more time in prayer.
Amen.
We do a lot of things, but we just need to take that time out and go to God in prayer. I'm reminded of how Daniel, he went before God three times a day.
Yes, yes. Yes, he did.
When the enemy tried to stop him, from praying before God, he still, without hesitation, kept praying to God three times a day. No matter what, he kept on going back and praying. And I can say that perseverance, that endurance, it pays off. We'll pray to God. So if we can be that determined, we can be blessed of the Lord in ways that we cannot even imagine. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The enemy, Satan, is out now, and he's prowling. He's walking and roaming about looking for someone to destroy, looking for someone that he can overtake, someone that he can discourage, someone that he can tear down or cause to be despondent. But we ought to go to God in prayer like never before.
Lord.
Because of the times that we're living in and because of everything that's going on around us. Oh, glory
Amen.
To you. Lord knows we need to pray so much more.
Yes.
We need to have a talk with the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. When we wake up in the morning, we need to have a talk with the Lord. All
Amen.
Throughout the day, we need to have a talk with him. Oh, glory to God.
Lord.
Before we go to sleep at night, we need to have a talk with the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
He can make everything all right. Praise
all right.
Yes.
My soul is stirred. And I, again, thank God for that prayer and for his touch through the
Amen.
Prayer. And glory be to God at this time. Let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, humbling ourselves, asking you to please, Lord, minister to us through your word.
Yes, Lord.
Not our will, God, but let your holy will be done. We ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God.
You.
This time, let us turn our attention to the word of God and let us go to the book of Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter. Verses 10 through 18, and I have a couple other scriptures which I'll read. One is from St. Matthew 24, verses 12 through 14. But let us go back to Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, beginning with verse 10. And the scripture reads, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare. So are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city, and few men within it, and there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built a great bulwark against it. Now there was found in it four wise men, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of the wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. But
yes.
One sinner destroys much good. Mm-hmm. And now, St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 12 through 14, it reads, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Amen.
But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And
Amen.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness
mm-hmm.
unto all nations, and then
mm-hmm.
shall the end come." Thank God for the
Amen.
Reading of the word of God. And I just thank God for his word. Getting into the word of God is a great blessing because we learn
yes.
so many ways of God. We learn
Amen.
The laws of God. We learn
Amen.
His commandments. And there are
yes.
many things that God will begin to reveal to us when we
Amen.
Study his word. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. If I were to use a title tonight, it would be Building Spiritual Endurance. Building
mm-hmm.
Spiritual Endurance. And the theme is Go All the Way with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And reading in Ecclesiastes, Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. And this man is someone that God blessed with great wisdom.
Yes,
so much
amen.
So that he was the wisest man that ever was upon the face of the earth. Lord,
mm-hmm.
glory to God.
Amen.
And his wisdom is so precious and highly valued. He left
mm-hmm.
behind in the word of things that can benefit us in the
Amen.
Spiritual sense
mm-hmm.
and help us to build our spiritual endurance.
Amen.
As he pointed out here, he says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might." In other
yes.
words, give it your very best.
Yes.
Hold back. Don't be half-handed about it, but give it your best. Whatever
right.
your hand finds to do, do it with thy might. So when you think of might,
Amen.
That is an effort. That's a great strength that you apply
yes.
toward what you're doing. You're
Amen.
Passionate about it. There's a great
mm-hmm.
passion and a zeal when you do it with your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave. When we leave here, we're not
Amen.
Going to be able to do anything.
Amen.
Regardless of what it is you wanted to do or accomplish in the grave,
mm-hmm.
you cannot do it.
So Amen.
All are going to leave here one day. While
yes.
we're here, we need to redeem the time. We need to
yes.
make full use of the time that God has allotted us. And
Amen.
Hallelujah, so many times we don't even know how much time we have, but some of us, God has extended our time.
Yes, Lord.
Beyond
Amen.
The appointed time. Oh, glory to God. Like he did with Hezekiah the king.
Mm-hmm.
It was time for him to leave this world. And God sent a prophet to him to let him know that he needed to set his house in order because he was going to surely die and not live. Lord,
Amen.
Hallelujah, but prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer works.
Amen.
The king began to pray to God.
Amen.
He had a talk with the Lord, and while he was in prayer, talking and communicating with God, God spoke
mm-hmm.
to the prophet before
yes,
he
did.
Could get all the way out of the gate. Lord, glory
mm-hmm.
to God, told him to go back, and he returned
yes.
and delivered the word from the Lord that God
mm-hmm.
had added 15 more years.
Yes,
life. So I
Amen.
Know of a surety that God has the power to stop death. God
Amen.
Has the power to make death behave. Even
Amen.
Though the death angel might
grip you up and have you in his grip. God can make death lose his hold from you.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And add more years on to your life in this earth.
Mm-hmm.
While you're here, I want to say to you that you ought to go forth and do everything that God has assigned unto you. Don't put it off, because you don't know what tomorrow may bring. Glory.
Amen.
You don't even know it's 7:30 right now. You don't know what 10 o'clock tonight is going to bring.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. So it's important that we give God our very best. Give it our all. Because if you don't get it done before you leave here, it's not going to get done. Oh, praise the Lord. So don't be caught with your work undone. Don't be caught out of the will of God.
Amen.
Don't be caught in a place where you ought not to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, but make haste
mm-hmm.
right now and build your spiritual endurance. You don't want to be caught by the wayside or taking a break. Glory to God. But let us build our spiritual endurance and continue on. Praise the Lord. Because as was outlined in the scripture here, it's something that a lot of people tend to quote, but they have no idea of the significance of it. In verse 11, the writer says, I returned and saw under the sun. And this is a man of wisdom saying this, that the race is not to the swift. You can be as swift as you want to be, but it doesn't mean that you're going to win the race.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Nor the battle to the strong. Doesn't matter how strong the army is. It doesn't mean that they're going to win the battle.
Amen.
You might be an army of 200 facing an army of 32,000. But it doesn't mean that the ones who outnumber you are going to win the battle.
Amen.
And when we think of this, it makes me think of this, that if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Because the host of God way outnumber any number down here.
Yes.
Lord, praise God. And so the Lord is with us.
Amen.
And think about this. The verse in St. Matthew that I read said the 13th verse, 24 and 13, but he that shall endure unto the end,
the
same shall be saved.
Amen.
It makes no difference what you do during your time down here. You can build all kinds of churches, and you can have thousands and thousands of members in the church. You can perform all kinds of ministries and reach out to different ones here and there.
Amen.
But if you don't endure unto the end,
my Lord,
you will end up losing out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the one that endure unto the end. That's the one that's going to be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise be to God. But Jesus warned about the false prophets that have risen. He was talking to his disciples, and they had shown Jesus the great building of the temple. And Jesus let them know that all these buildings, they
Yes, yes, yes.
Not one stone is going to be left upon another that shall not
Amen.
Be thrown down. Glory
mm-hmm.
to God. And that let them know that the world is coming to an end.
Amen.
So they inquired of Jesus and wanted to know when these things were going to be and what would
mm-hmm.
be the sign of the end of the world. Oh, thank
mm-hmm.
you. So Jesus, he began to tell them what to expect, what to look for. Wars
Amen.
And rumors of wars, earthquakes
mm-hmm.
in diverse places. And all
Amen.
Of these
yes.
things that he told them are already coming to pass and being fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, because iniquity shall abound,
yes.
the love of
mm-hmm.
many shall
mm-hmm.
wax cold. And I don't know about you, but I can feel the coldness in this world.
Yes. Yes,
it's
Lord.
Everywhere. The love
yes.
of many has already
mm-hmm.
waxed cold.
So yes, amen.
Jesus said, but he that shall endure until the end, the same
mm-hmm.
shall be saved. So we
amen.
Have to continue building our spiritual endurance. It won't be easy.
Praise yes,
God.
Lord.
Trying to go all the way with Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
We're going to have to suffer many things, praise the
yes.
Lord. But if we can just endure unto the end, we can be
yes.
saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can be with Jesus. Well, glory be to God. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
you. So continue building your spiritual endurance. You must
Amen.
Hold out until the end. You can come
mm-hmm.
close to the finishing line, but it won't do you any good if you don't cross over the line.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
A lot of people start out saying
yes.
that I'll never turn back. I'm going
mm-hmm.
all the way with Jesus.
All
but
right.
then and tests and trials rise in their lives when the storms begin to rise. When the wind
mm-hmm.
begins to blow, when things
mm-hmm.
become difficult, when the challenges rise up, they find
yes.
that they're ready to throw up hands and turn
mm-hmm.
and walk away and not
mm-hmm.
continue on. Lord, my
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But prayer works. If you find
Amen.
Yourself discouraged, if you find yourself despondent and the enemy is fighting you and trying to crush you down, you can have a talk with the Lord. You can call
Amen.
On the name of Jesus, and he will
yes.
come to your rescue.
Amen.
He will come and see about you because
oh, yes.
God is our refuge and
Amen.
A very present help in trouble. So
yes,
we're
Lord.
Not alone. We're not on our own because the Lord promised that he would never leave us, neither
Amen.
Would he forsake us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
After he told his disciples, he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, tithing
oh,
them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching
yes,
them
Lord.
To observe all things whatsoever
oh.
I have commanded you. And lo,
mm-hmm.
I am with you always,
always,
unto the end of the world.
Amen.
So he will not forsake us, but he'll be there always.
Amen.
Sometimes we might fall or stumble, but the Lord is right there to catch
Still there.
Before
yes,
we
Lord.
Go. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So let us keep on building our spiritual endurance. If you fall
Amen.
Down, just get on back up and keep
Amen.
Going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes when I'm watching the race, the people are running in a race and they might
mm-hmm.
end up pulling a muscle, but they want to keep on
mm-hmm.
going till they cross over the finishing line. They might come
Amen.
In last.
Yeah.
But still, Amen. They made it across the
mm-hmm.
line. Whoa,
Amen.
Jesus. So you might not run as fast as the next one or this one or that one. But as long as you continue on, and
yes,
you do,
yes,
you can make it.
Amen.
With the help of the Lord,
Amen.
You can make
Amen.
It across that line.
Amen.
Oh, praise be mm-hmm. to God. You must
Amen.
Be sure on
yes,
the
Lord.
End.
Amen.
Jesus. Getting close
mm-hmm.
is not good enough.
Amen.
Almost is not good enough.
No, no.
99 and a half just won't do.
Amen.
Make 100. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You have to go all the way.
All the way.
Oh, praise
mm-hmm.
be to God. I thank God for his word. The word of
yes,
God
Lord.
Is right. The word of God is going to teach us everything we need to know.
Amen.
And again, we don't have to worry about having strength or a number or anything
mm-hmm.
like that because God is
mm-hmm.
our strength. God
Amen.
Is our majority. God is
Amen.
More. Hallelujah. Than the whole world against us. Thank
Amen.
Jesus. And Solomon mentioned in this verse of scripture here about the wise man, this little
mm-hmm.
wise man. It's something how people tend to forget. Oh, my Lord, thank you, Jesus.
My
they
Lord.
Tend to forget the poor wise, those that help them along the way with words.
Yes, yes.
They forget
mm-hmm.
all the time, just like
mm-hmm.
this man was forgotten. But it was
yes.
because of his wisdom that the city was delivered from the
Amen.
Great king that came in and seized,
yes.
besieged the little city. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so this was very intriguing to Solomon that he saw
mm-hmm.
something like this under the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And he
mm-hmm.
came to the conclusion that wisdom is better than strength. Well,
yes.
Wisdom is better than strength.
Mm-hmm.
Many times when you give someone words of wisdom, a lot of times they're not going to hear it. They're
Amen.
They're not going to take heed to it. They're not
mm-hmm.
going to pay attention. And
yes.
therefore, they're going to end up in situations
uh-huh.
that they could have avoided.
Yes,
if they
Lord.
Only listen to
yes.
the words of wisdom, to sound words. To sound doctrine. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Glory be to God. So wisdom is better than strength.
Mm-hmm.
And something that was said in the latter portion of that verse, nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised and his words are not heard. How many
yeah. Amen.
Experience where you
mm-hmm.
try to warn someone about something. I mean,
yes.
you can see it plain as day, and you let them know, no, don't go down that path.
Uh-huh.
Destruction down that path. Don't
Amen.
Go that way. But
mm-hmm.
they won't
mm-hmm.
listen to those words.
Yep.
Those words
they
are
won't.
Despised.
Amen.
They're not
mm-hmm.
going to hear you. And then
Amen.
They go down that path, and they run into destruction.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to encourage you tonight to accept the word God.
Amen.
Accept the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to the voice of God when he speaks to you.
Amen.
When the Lord gives you something to do.
Yes, Lord.
Don't put it off, but do it.
Amen.
Do it with your might.
Yes,
put
Lord.
Everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
Who is to say you'll get another chance?
Amen.
That is not promised to you.
Amen.
Yeah. Full glory to God. Tomorrow is not promised.
No.
Amen. Again, I just thank God for the word of God. We can't get nothing done after we leave here.
Yes.
So we have to get it done now. Amen.
Amen.
But things will come up, just like the fishes that don't know that they're going to get caught up in an evil net.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens. It's
sudden,
and it happens. With us,
mm-hmm.
we can be here today and gone tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Praise mm-hmm. be to God. But mm-hmm. how we go is very important. We don't
Amen.
Have to be found out of the will of God. We
Amen.
Don't have to be found yeah. in our sins. Hallelujah.
No.
But we can get our sins forgiven. We
yes,
can
Lord.
Be in the will of God. We mm-hmm. can be Amen. Doing what God has assigned unto us. Praise
oh,
God.
Yes.
And when our time is up and the Lord calls us home, we can
mm-hmm.
have a happy demeanor. Amen.
Amen.
A smile on our face. Glory to God. We don't have to be sad, but we'll be glad to see the face of Jesus. Well,
Amen.
Thank the Lord, because we held out and we endured unto the end. Praise
That's
the Lord.
Good.
We didn't allow the iniquity that's abounding to cause our love to wax cold.
Amen.
You know, people that used to love God, their love is waxed cold. They don't love God anymore. People that used
Amen.
To love others and love one another now has been turned into hatred. They hate one
Amen.
Another. They are offended. And now they
yes.
hate one another. Glory to God.
Amen.
But don't let your love wax cold. But you keep building your spiritual endurance.
Amen.
And go all
Amen.
The way to Jesus. Go all the way. And we used to sing that song, I'm going with Jesus all the way. All the way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. And so let us continue to hold on. Because when we take up our cross, when we deny ourselves and take up our cross daily, that's not an easy thing. Every day, this is something we are to do on a daily basis. And
yes.
Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him first deny himself and take up his cross, follow me daily. So this is every day, denying yourself, taking up that cross and following Jesus every day. He's going to lead you
Amen.
From earth to heaven. He's going to lead
mm-hmm.
you to his Father's house where there are many mansions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right now, he's preparing a special place for us.
Yes,
he's
Lord.
Going to return Amen. To receive us unto himself. But
yes,
if we
Lord.
Don't endure it to the end, we won't be able to go to his Father's house with him.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But let us endure until the end. Let's go all the way with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank
Amen.
God for the word of God. Thank God
Thank you, Lord.
For each one of you. And I hope that you have gained something from the words that you've heard on tonight. Oh,
yes,
praise
Lord.
God, and may God bless you. That is time. We're going to go to God in prayer once again.
Yes.
And we're going to God in faith, believing God together. That's the
yes,
only
Lord.
Way we can get anything. We have to believe that God is, and
Amen.
That he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
If you're going to him, you have to believe. You have to have the faith
yes.
to believe that God is, hallelujah, and that God is going to hear your prayer, that God is going to
Amen.
Answer your prayer. Amen. And
yes.
don't be afraid to ask God for what it is you desire. Don't be afraid
Amen.
To call it out by name. Name it before the Lord. Say what it
yes.
is you want God to do. Be very specific about it. Hallelujah. Well, so thank you,
yes.
Jesus. And just believe him when you ask. So at this time, let us
Amen.
Turn our hearts toward God. Let us put our minds on the Lord. And let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, blessed Savior, we come before you, Lord, and we humble ourselves, asking you, Lord, for mercy. We ask God for forgiveness. We ask you to search our hearts, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, while we're calling upon your name, Lord Jesus. Whatever is in our heart that you're not pleased with, something there that ought not to be there, we ask you, Lord, to be merciful and compassionate toward us and remove it right now. Oh,
yes,
God, take it away right now while we're praying, Lord. Search our hearts, Lord. Try to reign, oh God. You're the one who tried to reign. You know our hearts, Lord Jesus. We want you to fix us the way you want us to be, Lord.
Yes,
we want
Lord
to be
Jesus.
Found in your will. We want to do your will, God. We need your help tonight. We're asking you to send on help right now.
Please,
Lord, Jesus, we ask you to help us to receive your word. Help us to live according to your will, to keep your commandments, to walk in your statutes, to take up our cross daily, to deny ourselves, Lord, and to follow after you, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, we come to you right now on the behalf of those who are on the prayer list, one by one, God, and name by name. We ask you, Lord, to please remember the names that are called out on our prayer list. Those
in the name
names
of Jesus,
Jesus, including our Vice President, Pastor
Lewis
Marshall.
Please,
oh,
Lord.
God, lay your hand upon him right now.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Touch him.
Go into the hospital in the name
Lord.
Jesus. Oh,
in the name
God,
of
God, stand by his bedside.
Lord, yes, Lord.
Jesus, and raise him up, Lord.
Please, Father.
In the name of Jesus, rebuke the condition that he placed.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, rebuke the pneumonia.
Please do it, Lord.
In
do
the
it,
name
Father.
Of Jesus. Oh,
yes,
God.
Lord.
You COVID. God, you have power.
Lord.
You can do everything.
You can do it, Lord.
Nothing impossible. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We are asking you, God, to continue to bless him the more. And
in the name
of
Jesus.
Jesus. Comfort him there, Lord. Let him know
in the
that
name
you
of
are
Jesus.
There for him right now. You're in the room with him, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we believe it right now. And
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for it, God. We are asking
thank
you for Mother Marshall, Lord. Praying, God, that you will lay your hand on her right now. That you
in
will
the name
go
of Jesus.
To the room where she is, Lord Jesus. Touch her body. Heal her, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Rebuke the COVID, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we know you
in
have
the name of
power.
Jesus.
There's nothing too hard for you, God.
Nothing too hard.
Do it right now, Lord. While
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. And Lord, God, we come to you right now, Lord.
Yes,
sir. Asking you to please look on everyone that's on our prayer list.
Name
by name. One by one, Lord Jesus. We know, God, that you heard those names called out. We know, Lord, that you are aware of what's going on with them in their situation.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, we're praying right now for healing, Lord Jesus. After
in the name of
Jesus. Hand on all of those who are sick.
Yes, Lord.
Touch their bodies, Lord God, and make them whole right now. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Rebuke the sicknesses and the ailments, the pain.
Yes, Lord.
Rebuke it. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Oh, my
in the
God,
name of
move
Jesus.
By your power. Let the glory
yes,
of God be revealed. Lord, let somebody testify and tell of the miracles. Tell how you healed them. Tell how
yes,
you healed
Lord.
Them up in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask, Lord, if it be in your will.
Your will, Father.
Oh, God, who are close to death. You have the power to stop death.
Yes, Lord.
God, let it death behave in the name
yes,
of
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You're able, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus, give somebody a little more time to complete the work that you assigned unto him, Lord. Oh,
yes, Lord.
Amen. Jesus, Lord, we ask you please to have your way and the
your way,
will be done. Oh, my God, build us up, Lord, and help us to endure. Help us
to stand,
Lord God, in the evil day. Help us, oh,
yes,
Lord God, to hold on and to hold that fast which we have and to see no man take our crown. Oh, Lord Jesus, give us the strength. Help us, Lord. Take us through. Hold our hand, Lord. Walk with us and walk by our side. Oh, God, we pray tonight for those who are bereaved of their loved ones or someone close to them. Lord, we pray for the bereaved families everywhere.
Yes,
oh,
Lord
God,
Jesus.
We pray for comfort, for consolation, Lord. We pray,
Lord.
God, that you will help them through this difficult time.
In your name,
Lord, God, to come together, help families in these times, Lord. So God,
yes,
don't
Lord.
Let them be divided or even a turn against one another. But help
yes,
them
Lord.
Come
yes,
together
Lord.
And to unite.
Help
and to uphold
yes, Lord. Help
and
us, Father.
Support one another.
Help us, Father.
Time. Oh, God, you're able to do it. Those families
yes, Lord.
That are broken up and scattered abroad, Lord, you're able to gather them together. We ask
yes,
you to
Lord.
Do it right now, God. Let it be done according to your holy will in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. And Lord God, we want to thank you for your mercy
thank
and
you, Lord.
Your grace. Lord, we thank,
thank
you
Lord.
For how you blessed us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord,
thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank
bless
you.
Bless
thank
your
you.
Name, Lord.
Prayer, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless your holy name, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Lord, we
thank
you. We thank you, Lord. We believe
yes,
that we
yes,
have
Lord.
The we ask.
Yes, Lord.
We believe, oh, God. That
yes,
somebody
Lord.
Is healed right now. Oh, God,
yes, Lord.
Believe
thank
that
you, Lord.
Somebody has their miracle tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Thank
Lord,
you, Father.
We believe, Lord, that a soul
yes.
has been saved, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory to your name. We believe you, Lord, and we thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
We
thank you, Lord.
For this prayer, Lord, Lord. We thank you for this broadcast. Asking you to continue to bless, Lord, all of those
yes,
who are
Lord.
Listening tonight. We pray, God, that you will send a special blessing upon each
yes,
and every
Lord.
One of them and bless them
thank
in,
you,
a
Lord.
In a mighty way.
Have thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Now, God, we ask that you accept our prayer, that you
yes,
will let this
Jesus.
Be done in our lives. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise
amen. God. Thank you, Lord.
Can somebody
thank
help
you,
me give God a praise? Can somebody help
oh,
me?
Oh, bless your name, Lord. Lord. Bless your name.
Lord,
bless your name, Lord. Thank
you,
Father. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name, bless your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah, Father. Bless your name. Glory to your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Lord, we bless your holy name.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to have remarks from Evangelist May. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for his word. I thank you
yes,
for
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And a very timely message.
Yes,
I
Lord.
I've already had that scripture underlined. Mm-hmm. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all
might.
Thy might. Glory to God. Because we are going to go in the grave one day. And the knowledge, the wisdom, all
amen.
That won't any good if you don't do what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
You don't do it now before you die.
Mm-hmm.
All of it is going to go in the grave. But I want to fulfill the will of God and do what he told me to do.
Yes,
while
Lord.
I have strength and health in my body. I
yes, Lord.
We don't know the day. We don't know the time.
Don't know.
We're going to leave here one day.
Amen.
We don't know what the time is going to be.
Amen.
That's why we got to do it with all our might. That's
yes, Lord.
We got to lead us. We got to go ahead and do what he told us to do.
Yes,
and not
Lord.
Draw back on him and quench the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Let the devil put all kinds of thoughts in our mind.
When yes,
we
Lord.
We know it's the Lord. We need to act on it.
Amen.
Do what he told us to do.
Amen.
That is a very encouraging message. I thank the Lord for it. Oh, I tell you, God knows. You don't know, famous, I mean, but God knows what he's talking about.
Amen.
And I tell you, you've got to, whatever we do, I don't think
yes.
it could be little or it could be great. But if
Amen.
God told you to do it, we got to do it with all
our Amen. Amen.
Whatever our hands find to do, do it. As unto the glory and honor of God. With
Amen.
Paul, I just thank the Lord because we are living in the last days. And the Bible
Amen.
Says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall
wax.
We are living in that time right now. The love of many is waxing
mm-hmm.
cold.
Amen.
Then you get a phone call. Glory
yes.
God.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Thank
yes.
You. Yes, mm-hmm. Lord Jesus. You know your sister has been out of the service for a month.
Yes. Amen.
She didn't even get a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. But I tell you, God's got somebody.
Amen.
If some won't do, God's got others that will do.
Amen.
And I tell you, the Lord proves himself also. He sent a call from someone way down south.
Mm-hmm.
And they called and encouraged them.
Yes, Lord.
God knows what he's doing.
God knows.
He's got somebody. But we must do our job.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we're supposed to be doing, that's what we need to be doing.
Yes,
so
Lord.
I thank the Lord for the word of God. I'm not going to keep going on, but I thank the Lord for the word that came tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual endurance. We got to endure.
Amen.
He that shall endure unto the end.
Mm-hmm.
The same shall be saved. I don't care how strong you are, how fast you can run, how many muscles you have.
All right.
If you don't endure to the end, nothing.
Amen.
So I just thank God for his word. I want to encourage you. You know what I mean? Keep preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Keep doing the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing is happening. But
mm-hmm.
if you just endure, you're building up that spiritual
Amen.
Endurance, that patience. In your patience, possess me your soul. Lord
mm-hmm.
God, I thank God for his word.
And mm-hmm.
I encourage you to keep on going on in the Lord. And
yes.
I thank God also for Deacon Power being on the line. I thank
you. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Oh,
praise the Lord.
Red, for God is our refuge.
Amen.
We can go to him in trouble. We
mm-hmm.
have him as a refuge.
Amen.
He is our help.
Amen.
And we can go to God. And we thank mm-hmm. God for that. Thank God for that. All of those encouraging scriptures that came forth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Tonight, we can power continue in the Lord and continue to do the will of the Lord.
Amen.
Pay off.
Amen. Amen.
Get a word of prayer through. Pray for me.
God bless you, sister.
Amen. Praise God. We truly thank God for the beautiful, encouraging remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist May. We just thank God for Deacon Tyler for helping us out
Praise
on the
Lord.
Broadcast tonight.
Amen.
His continued support. We greatly
yes.
appreciate and we truly thank God for you, Deacon Tyler, and
Praise
for your
Lord.
Prayers as well. And we just thank the Lord, praise God. Thank God for Evangelist Khadija. I think I might have heard her chiming in a little. You want to say something, Evangelist? If you're there. But we thank God for her. And
Amen.
For her helping us out. Praise the Lord with the grandchildren. Amen. Praise
thank
God.
The Lord.
So we just thank the Lord for the broadcast, and I'm so used to her doing all the announcements. I will give a few announcements tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you would like to have a copy of any of the messages that are preached on the broadcast, you can certainly go to our website, to the Blog Talk Radio. Let me just give it to you the way it is, www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title One School. The word one is spelled out. Again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title One School. And if you would like to reach out to us for a prayer, you can email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. You can also leave a prayer request on our prayer request line. I lost the phone, but I can still check messages. So if you dial 410-209-7503, you can leave a message and your prayer request if you so desire. If you would like to correspond with us by postal mail, you may send it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And if you desire to call us and on our guest line and you would like to give a testimony, you want to give remarks, witness to the Word of God for clergy, you're certainly welcome to join us. Our guest call-in line is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946408#. So you are certainly welcome to join us on the broadcast and give your testimony, sing songs, again, witness to the word. If God has given you something, do it with your might. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Amen. Praise God. So we thank the Lord for the announcements, and let us continue in prayer for all of those who are on our prayer list and one for another. Praise the Lord. And before we close out, Deacon Tyler, do you have anything you would like to say?
Yes, I'd like to thank God for being able to be on the phone with you all tonight. Thanking God for the very, very anointed prayer that went up. And I thank God, that talking to people I know can get a prayer through, and I thank God for that. God is a good God, and I just thank God for everything tonight, and I'm grateful. I just thank God. So that scripture where the Lord lets you know he'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. So that scripture stays with me, and I thank God for the Word of God, because the Word of God is right. So everyone, please pray for me.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. We thank God for those words coming through Deacon Tyler. Also, I'd like to ask, is there anyone else on the guest line who would like to have something to say at this time? If not, we thank God for the broadcast tonight. We're looking forward to broadcasting live on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And we invite you to join us on Sunday afternoon, again, at 3:30 p.m. And also, after preaching the Word of God, sometimes, and I'm sure other ministers experience this, you be preaching to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
The Word be cutting you up. You be steady preaching, but you be getting cut up. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. So, I got cut. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with thy might. Oh, glory to God. And I just want to say this, but I want to first talk about a situation in the scripture, a parable that Jesus told concerning a man who had given talents to his servants. And one of them, he gave one talent. Another one, he gave five talents. You know, and he just gave out these talents. So the man who had one talent, he went and buried it. He didn't do nothing with that talent. And when it was time for him to give account, he had nothing to show because he buried his talent.
Amen.
It's something he said was that, you know, he knew this man was ostrich and he was afraid, so he just went and buried his talent and didn't do anything with it. So the consequence of not doing anything with this talent, they were severe.
He
lost out because the talent that he had was taken away from
him. Took him,
and given to someone else.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, I said that to say this, that on last month, the Lord blessed me to receive an honorary doctorate degree. Praise the Lord. And just looking back at the man with the one talent, you wouldn't know he had a talent because he had buried it.
My Lord.
And so I was just kind of, you know, hesitant to tell people what God had done.
Just
I believe God did all of this for a reason.
Amen.
It's not about us.
No.
It's all about the Lord.
That's right.
So we might as well use what we have, what the Lord has given us. So I felt like the servant that had buried my talent. Because, you know, people don't know.
Yes.
If you don't do anything with it, they don't know.
Amen.
Not trying to keep anything hid. Things are going to come out at some point, one way or another. But I would rather go ahead and bring it out now, what God has done.
Thank you, Lord.
It was the Lord. So he blessed me to receive an honorary degree, and I thank God for it.
Yes, Lord.
So now I look at it as a talent I'm putting to use.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not saying that for any titles or a special name,
no,
but to the glory and honor of God. And I thank God
for
it. Amen. So the Word of God will help us to do what God wants us to do. So,
amen.
What would it be? I get this degree, I say nothing about it, and then the Lord calls, and I didn't use it. So I thank God for what he has done, and I give him all the glory, all the honor. So,
Lord.
No need to fear. Don't fear. Just trust the Lord. That's what I
Amen.
Say.
Amen.
So I thank God for sending his word, and I'm asking him to help me to take his word in, because you know,
we're in the flesh and we don't always do what the Lord wants us to do, but he
Amen.
Has a way of speaking to us
mm-hmm.
so that we can do what he wants us to do.
Amen.
I ask for your prayers that the Lord
mm-hmm.
will lead me and guide me, that he'll direct me. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God once again. So if there's nothing else, Evangelist May, do you have anything additional?
No, not at this time.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank God for the broadcast on tonight. And
praise the Lord.
We look forward to you tuning in on Sunday afternoon. And
Amen.
Until then, may the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you. God bless. And good night.
God bless you.
Thank God for the word.
Oh,
thank
okay.
God for the prayer and the word. God bless all of you.
Yes.
God bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.